The odd or dangerous thing in your vehicle right now.
Oh.
Because there was a police stop. They were looking for drugs, and the cop found a rattlesnake.
Yo, you got a rattlesnake in here? You kidding me? Live rattlesnake in this bin. Yeah, it's rattling at me.
Yeah. It's rattling at me. Oh, that guy's a police officer?
Hella harsh, your buzz.
Right. Is that a TikToker in a police uniform?
That's an actual cop, yeah.
That's an actual cop.
Yeah, so
okay.
Video,
and that was body cam?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. That actually was the other guy's body cam who picked up his reaction. You know, it was a plastic bin back seat, and that sucker was just like, it was not happy.
I'm telling you, the driver should have told the police officer there's a rattlesnake
the
bin.
That would have been nice.
203-882-9757. Everybody on will get in the running for Godsmack tickets. The odd or dangerous thing in your vehicle right now.
Right.
Last time we did this, we were talking about just weapons.
Yeah.
And that was a fun ride.
Yes, it was.
It made me realize not to get into road rage in this state.
Not a good idea.
With anyone.
No, not a good idea. Everybody's got something.
Yeah, 203-882-9757. What's the odd or do you have anything odd or dangerous in your car right now?
Dangerous would be me. Odd, I would say I have a bunch of bird feathers in my visor, my driver's visor. I don't know. I see feathers, just pick them up because they're cool looking. And I heard they bring you luck. So I got like three or four.
So if that airbag goes off, it's going to look like a bird was driving the car.
Yeah.
Feathers out the window.
Yeah.
Like, I think there was a bird driving that car.
But the thing is, it was like they're like different. Like one's huge, one's like medium, one's like tiny.
Yeah.
I think they're cool. And I heard they could bring good luck. So I'm like, I use all
my
time.
Do you think that you might ever, you know, have sun in your eyes and you put your visor down and then now you have feathers all over your face?
I'm very aware of the feathers. Yeah.
Okay.
They're kind of sticking out.
They're sticking out.
Right. Like every now and then, if I'm doing a video for my truck, you'll see a feather.
Driving your truck, recording.
No. It's parked. I'm doing a video.
Okay.
And you'll see. You'll see the feather sticking down the top.
I got to.
It depends on where I'm holding it.
Looks like a Native American is making the video, right. Driving a pickup. Or
Indian,
what's happening?
I have an Indian chief above me. Yes.
Yeah.
They're all dark feathers.
And will there be a point where you say, I think I have enough feathers. I can't take anymore.
I think I have enough now, yes. There's like four or five of them.
So now if you see one, you're just going to keep walking.
Yeah, just keep going.
Got too many.
Yes, exactly right.
Now, did you grab them because you thought it brought you good luck?
I was told a feather brings you good luck.
Yeah.
So that's why I have five of them. And as you can see, everything's going dandy.
Yeah, with the DMV and everything. Yeah, it really works. Working out for you.
It's just dandy.
Might need to get six or seven more of those things.
I probably need more. I'm going to put a pillowcase in the back of my car.
Yeah, down pillow.
Oh, pillow.
Bedelia in Portland.
Oh, boy.
Yes, good morning, guys. How is everyone?
Good, thanks.
Morning. You turning yourself in?
And of course, I have, it's in my truck, you would... I think I would have a lot of weird things, and I really do. I have feathers on my dashboard.
Nice.
Yep, and then I have Captain Kirk on my dashboard. I have sticker of the Mudflap Girls on my dashboard. I have a tire iron, a 2x4.
All right, is the tire iron
for
tires, or is it for...
Be good.
Well, it's easy to hold the handles if you have to whack somebody on the head.
Gotcha. Right.
I'm sorry. Did you say machete?
Yeah. No.
Did we skip over machete?
Yeah, I have a machete.
Well, that wins.
What's the machete for?
Do you work at a sugar cane?
Do you have weeds in your back seat?
I don't know. Well, no. It's on the driver at the passenger seat.
You know, most women wax.
I think that's a show promo.
Yeah.
And then I have a pocket knife. I have a scraper. Obviously, Captain
so when you
Kirk.
Get into road rage, really the dilemma is
what to use,
yeah,
which item.
Ups.
Right.
This is a machete
situation. Yeah, the 2x4 usually works the best because it doesn't look as dangerous, but you can do a lot of damage with a 2x4.
If I see a girl with a 2x4 coming at me, I'm running.
Yeah.
I have a hammer, a screwdriver set, my darts.
Darts.
What else? Oh, my God.
She shot the cork.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, and I got a bunch of Matchbox cars when I have my grandkids, but I try to put all the stuff in the back seat when I have that.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's good. You don't want the kids getting a hold of the darts or the machete.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. No. I'm a very good grandmother. I make sure they're very safe. So, okay. But I put them all in the back. And I sit in the back seat, and I put them in the backpack.
Yes, backpack.
With a blanket over the top of them, so they can't see them.
She puts the kids in the bed of the
picture. I tie the kids to the roof. Bungee cords and a seatbelt, so they're all set.
All right. Thank you, Bedelia.
Thank you, Bedelia.
You're welcome.
When your first call is like this, you know,
yep.
I don't know, what comes after that?
Oh, it's not a competition.
Al in the shed.
Oh boy. Oh no.
Good morning.
Hey.
You tell me if this is dangerous. I've been driving around with 3 tanks of propane in the back of my truck for about 2 weeks now.
Are you a smoker?
That's dangerous.
Are you a smoker?
Listen to his voice.
Yeah, I smoke. But you're in the back of the truck.
If all of a sudden one day we hear a boom and you show up in our parking lot.
Yeah, don't ash out the window. If you ash out the window, it's going to fly back there and light it on fire.
Are these propane tanks rolling around in the back or are they strapped in?
No, they're not rolling around. They're laying down. I got a board holding them in.
Okay, that sounds
that's good.
Safe,
right?
But I'm just too lazy to take them out and put them where they belong.
I'm going
to
call you KB for kaboom.
Hey, we're going to do live from Al's shed.
Yes.
We're going to find someone to perform at your show.
Oh, that would be so great.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No, seriously.
Well, no, we're not joking.
No, we're not kidding.
No, we're doing it.
Yeah.
We're coming back to your house.
Yeah.
All right. The yard's all straightened out now. Everything's where it belongs.
Good.
Good. Perfect.
Except for the propane tanks.
Right, and the body in the
Lenny in the dump truck.
Oh, every car I own has an ice pick in it.
Ice pick.
Ooh.
Nice. In case you're running ice holes.
Yeah, you know.
Gotcha.
Something like that.
I hear you.
Man, that's a brutal... The turret.
That's old school. Yeah. That's old school, man.
But that's really, I don't know. I think you're killing the person if you use an ice pick. I don't think you're just like, let me wound you.
You can get him in the leg.
Okay.
You can pull him in his arteries.
But this is you have nothing in between yelling and ice pick?
I have a brick, too.
Okay, right, there you go.
Okay.
All right, so you go from yelling, you throw the brick,
right?
And if the brick doesn't calm him down,
right,
you got the ice pick.
And he's in rhymes with brick.
Absolutely.
Ice pick.
And it's a projectile, which is good. You have distance first.
Don't be a dick, although it's brick or ice
Have you ever used the ice pick?
Not on anybody personally, but I've left a few tires flat.
I was going to say, hit the sidewall, yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the worst
I was thinking you were using it on people. It's to
make your point.
Well,
literally.
Well, people are crazy, and, you know, you got to have something to protect yourself.
Right.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Lenny.
It's also great if you got an itchy ear.
This is a reminder as to why you shouldn't flip anyone off
exactly.
in traffic.
Right. Be a good boy. Be a good girl. Yes.
You never know when you're going to run into
ice picks.
Ice picks and bricks.
Well, first, yes.
Yo, yeah.
Joe in Milford.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning to you.
I got both things in the car today. I got something dangerous.
Odd and dangerous.
Right.
And,
okay.
And I have something odd. I am the odd one, by the way.
That's good. We
and,
know.
And I have a firearm in the car.
There you go. That's the dangerous one.
All right. Do you have a permit for it?
Yeah, I'm on my way to the club.
Gotcha.
I'm going to practice today. I'm a competitive shooter.
Oh
awesome,
and,
man.
And there's a lot of fun to be had.
Nice.
But, you know, I mean, that's it.
Have
that's,
you won anything?
You know, oh, yeah. Yep. I've been shooting for, I don't know, 30 years, 35 years, something like that.
Can you make a smiley face like Mel Gibson did in Lethal Weapon?
That was cool.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Have a nice day.
What was that Takamachi Tower there? Yakamoto?
Oh, man. Come on. Just said two different names and that really messed me up.
Seriously, yeah.
Nakatomi Plaza.
Nakatomi, thank you, yes.
Nakatomi, all right. You got me.
Fire off a couple rounds out the window.
Well, no. Hey, you guys have an awesome day.
You as well.
Thank you, brother.
See you every day.
Thank you, Joe.
And and be safe.
Yes, you too.
Yeah.
Well, he's something he's really safe.
Care,
all right.
He's extremely safe.
I think he's very safe.
Robin in Bristol.
Hey, Chaz and AJ. I have rebar in my car. One big one, one small one, and then I have a big, like a maybe a mid-size pole from like your closet that you cut in half.
Wait,
you know.
Okay, wait. What was the first thing?
Rebar.
A rebar?
Rebar. You know, like metal rebar.
You said reefer or rebar?
So this is rebar.
Rebar. So the metal rebar. So you can just reach behind you and just pull them out. You know?
Oh, and you have two different sizes depending on the situation you get into?
Right, distance. Yeah. Distance,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the short one for? What are you thinking?
Close range.
Right.
Okay.
That's across the knuckles, yeah.
Oof.
All right, yeah. And the long one's for a person you don't want to get close to?
Well, I'm short.
Right.
Mm. Gives you more reach.
Right, yeah. Right.
Perfect.
Right.
The short one's more personal.
What's the difference in length?
Maybe about maybe like 2 feet. Oh, just okay. One, and maybe the other one's maybe right. Like a foot.
Okay.
Because that 2 feet means all the difference.
Yeah. Tough to swing a long one. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that stuff. Ugh. You're working
we find
stuff,
on the job site.
You end up getting cut up with that stuff.
Have you ever pulled it out and threatened someone with it?
Okay. Just hold it out my window.
Nice.
You know,
if I'm like flipping someone off and they hold the rebar out, I'm going to be like, thumbs up to you. You won this.
You know what sucked, though? Is when you hold it out the window, all of a sudden lightning strikes.
And then bird feathers come out. It's like, what the hell just happened? I smell chicken.
Well, my research can make clearer.
All right, Robin. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep, I'm not going to mess with you.
We're talking about the dangerous or odd thing that you have in your vehicle right now. And we started with bird feathers. That was the bird feather reference.
Right, right.
G-String Gordon.
Hey, morning, Chaz. Morning, AJ. Morning, Justin.
Good morning.
The odd thing I got is a bumper sticker, and it says, due to the high cost of ammunition, I cannot afford a warning shot.
Nice.
The dangerous thing is the Colt 357 Python.
Ooh. Nice. Damn.
Serious weapon.
Yeah. So,
you carry that with you every day?
Every day, this is Bridgeport. You don't leave home without it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, you take it to bed with you at night.
It sleeps under my pillow. The DMV has already been.
Aren't you afraid? Because I have to change sides and I move my arm around.
You're
aren't
right.
You afraid you might fire that thing by accident?
You keep it close.
Your phone rings and you pick
up
the
gun. Not at all. You keep the safety on. You keep the speed loaders in your left pocket. You keep a hand on your right hip.
While you're sleeping?
And then you step to the left.
No. While I'm sleeping, it's under the pillow.
I know that, but aren't you afraid that you might have a dream? That it's the phone, and you grab it and
right,
answer it. Hello?
No, because the phone sits in the living room on a nightstand. I don't take no calls after 10 o'clock.
Gotcha.
Wow, you got a whole system.
Yeah, you got down to a science, man.
Now
you got to have a doctor.
You sleep in bed with anyone?
No, I sleep in my own bed. My brother sleeps in another bed right alongside me. We got a one bedroom condo. He's an amputee. I'm his caregiver. And listen, he can't really throw down when something happens. So she comes out and she'll whisper real loud right in your ear.
Gotcha.
So, boy, I have a lot of questions.
That was a whole sentence.
What happened to your brother? Why is he an amputee? Mask.
He lost his leg to cancer in 2015.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Have you ever had anyone break into your house where you thought, you know, I'm going to have a gun under my pillow. This is bad.
Well, no, because I got another deterrent at the house, and that's the 85-pound red-nosed American pit bull.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
So he doesn't bark either. He just whines. So if he comes to me, he can hear a mouse pissing on a piece of cotton.
That's good to know.
That's pretty good hearing.
That's good hearing.
Yeah,
that lets me know it's time to get Maybelline out from under the pillow.
Gotcha. Maybelline.
Wow. Right, yes.
Maybelline. He comes out from underneath the pillow.
You Maybelline. Don't mess with a gun.
Don't make me go get Maybelline.
Otherwise, get the Max Factor.
It's a five-shot revolver. No casings. No casings left on the ground. And it shoots lipstick tubes.
Nice.
You've thought all of this out too much.
Go big or go home. It's in Bridgeport.
Right. I'm with you.
Okay.
Like you said,
yeah, I go to Bridgeport a lot. I've never experienced, I never felt the need for all of this. Yeah.
Didn't know it was a Death Wish
go
movie.
Down to east, go down to East Side around 10:30 at night.
Gotcha.
Well, no. Why do you do it? Why do you go there?
There you live?
At 10:30 at night.
I don't go there. That's what I mean. I go home. I'm in bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock.
All right. Well.
In case he has something he has to.
Okay.
But listen, crime knows no time, you know?
I hear you.
Man, you sound like an interesting character.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in jail?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. All right. For what?
Conviction of second-degree assault, second-degree larceny. Third-degree assault, third-degree robbery.
I had a feeling assault would be in there.
Right.
You sound like a guy who doesn't take any crap from anybody.
Nope, so I kept my mouth shut.
Listen, I start everybody out at 100%. It's up to you to keep that 100%.
Gotcha.
I got you.
Fair enough.
What percentage level is it we bring out Maybelline?
Yeah, what's the Maybelline line? Yeah.
Well, when you bring up Maybelline, all I see is red.
Gotcha. Whew.
Okay.
Yeah, that means you run out of time.
I gotta protect my brother, my dog, and myself.
I hear you.
Gotcha.
I'm with you.
All right.
You guys have a great day. Have a good weekend.
Thank
wish you all the best.
You too, man.
You as well.
Thank you,
sir.
Johnny Rambo.
All right, you got it, brother. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone on is in the running for Godsmack tickets. Officer Joe.
Hey.
I'm glad I retired. There's like... Everybody you spoke to today is a rolling felony.
Well, we asked them to call.
Yes, and they did.
With the odd or dangerous thing in their car.
Yeah.
Wow, it was dangerous, yeah. Holy cow. I mean, I don't know why people are armed to the teeth in their cars, but, I mean, I get it, I guess, but your last caller said he had a safety that he would keep on his gun.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder. There's no safety on a revolver. I'm just saying.
I just based on the calls and, we're just having fun here based on the calls.
Yeah.
I feel like, we're talking to, I picture Road Warrior and people calling.
Right.
On these Mel Gibson Road Warrior carts.
As they're being chased, yes.
Yeah. Joe and Trumbull, what's the odd or dangerous thing in your car right now?
Well, I tell you, to begin with, I agree with Joe. I'm awfully glad I'm retired because that Bridgeport guy really scared me.
Well, he's had a different life than the rest of us.
Right. Never gets 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. But I think the bottom line, I inherited from my father a 50s and 60s Billy Club, Leadfield.
Oh.
And I still have it.
Do
and
you remember
got scratches
those?
On it.
Yeah, they hurt.
They would take a wooden billy club, hollow it out, and fill it with lead.
Yep.
That's when the things we were doing in woodshop, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Prison woodshop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I went to work with them when I was... Yeah. I went to work with him when I was like 10 or 11, and he had to go move his car. We were in Manhattan, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and as he gets back to his car, there's this guy leaning over trying to break into it. And he said, just step back, and he walked over without even saying a word, clocked this guy in his lower back, left him screaming on the ground, and said, get in the car, let's go.
It's a different time, then.
Yeah, it's true.
Ever since then, I keep a shovel and an alibi in my trunk.
Right.
And an alibi. What's the alibi? Let's hear it real quick.
It's whatever you need. I'm there for you.
Gotcha.
That's the alibi.
You got it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joe.
You guys are great. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being a cop, man.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
All right. Yeah, appreciate it. All right. Have a great day. Be safe.
You too.
You too.
Can't give up the alibi.
No.
Got to keep that in your pocket.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mary, Aunt Sonia.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Good, thanks.
Odd things, I don't know. I mean, I got a baseball. I have two baseball bats I carry in the car. Always have.
Smart.
I have a clam shucker, that little hand tool. I keep that right above my head.
That's odd.
Where my visor is, because that's an easy grab.
Right, right.
And, of course, the mace. And I have it came off a larger vehicle on a bolt. It's the nut.
Oh, the
and
bolt.
I carry that.
Yeah, the bolt itself.
Yeah.
What's that? What are you going to do with that?
Make it ring.
Well, I mean, that's pretty heavy, and you could throw that, and if you get them right in the head.
Are you a good throw?
If you miss.
I think I'm a pretty good throw. When I was younger, though, I used to keep, which I don't do anymore because it'll probably backfire on me. I used to keep a little lighter and a can of hairspray.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's cool.
The James Bond flamethrower. That's incredibly dangerous.
All right. Yep. Yeah. That's how you kill spiders.
That's in my younger days. I don't do that anymore because, you know, that might backfire. I don't want that happening. Right.
No, but this is the thing that we should all consider, and this is why we should be polite to one another as we're driving around the streets and roads of Connecticut and Long Island and Massachusetts.
Right.
If you get into it with someone and then you roll up to a light and you see this nice lady, Mary and Aunt Sonia, and you're about to go tell her a thing or two.
Right.
Just know that you might lose every hair on your face.
Yeah, just know. if she has big hair, don't start with her.
Right. This could be.
The Aquin is not far.
Yeah. Wow, I lost my eyebrows.
Yeah. Right.
Big flash.
I had a beard when I got over here.
And she rolls away.
Yep.
All right, Mary, you're in the running. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Basically, you're toast.
Oh, man, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
I know women, I think Jennifer has used this, the hairspray and the lighter to get rid of spiders.
Yeah.
Right.
Binoculars works, too. Also, little binoculars sprays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've had dumbass news stories where they were trying to kill a spider with the hairspray and a lighter, and they burnt the whole house down.
Yeah, but there was no spider.
Scott in Milford.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good, brother. I've been listening to you guys since the 80s.
Thank you.
Right now, it is a brass knuckles and a 9mm and a large knife.
Nice.
Man.
Do you get to pick and choose? Wheel of Pain?
Yeah, I guess. Brass knuckles, I was hoping the legality is all right here in Connecticut. The cops could answer that one.
They're not.
Otherwise, it's a large knife.
You're not supposed to have those anymore.
Yeah, so we won't say anything.
That is a problem.
Right.
And it's not worth the trouble.
Just say it's for cracking walnuts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
every now and then I feel like I'm in a walnut.
Man, brass knuckles.
Well, it's my birthday, fellas. We love you. And
happy birthday.
I also lived in Bridgeport for a while, so
happy birthday,
brother. I understand that.
Have you ever used those brass knuckles?
You know what? On my brother at a young age.
Oh, all right. Well, that's what little brothers are for.
Yeah, it's a point of crust, though.
Right. Product testing. Yeah,
worst noogie ever.
Love you, Jay. You might be listening.
All right. He's got the brass knuckles, the knife, and then the gun. The gun is, you know.
Right? These guys are beating me. I thought having a taser and a couple baseball bats was like, you know.
That's good.
But
yeah, that's not bad.
Taser's good.
That's not bad.
I don't want to meet any of these guys.
I'm going to guess a shitload of guys in Milford have 9mm in their car. Just a guess.
A poop load, yes.
Yeah, yeah, poop load.
We're on the radio, bro.
All right, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Love you.
And happy birthday.
And happy birthday to you.
Yeah, happy birthday, you potty mouth.
What do you get for the guy that has everything? They go grass knuckles off the list.
Knuckle shine cleaner.
That's every distance of a fight. You know?
Yeah.
It's like close and personal, long range.
Right.
Stab you right.
I think
right in the eye.
You lead with the brass knuckles. If that doesn't work, then you come to the knife. And if that doesn't work, then you finish up with the gun.
Mm. I would go maybe the other way around because if they're farther, like parked farther away from you and coming at you. You want like a bow and arrow or a firearm.
Arrow?
Right. Yeah, like that Nicolas Cage movie where he walked around with the bow and arrow in Times Square. I think a bow and arrow would be, I'd back down. Somebody Robin Hoods you on a road rage incident.
I've had a bow and arrow pointed at me. It's it stops you in your tracks.
It does.
I bet, because it goes anywhere it goes.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's going through organs. It's a problem.
A crossbow. Oh, even worse.
Yeah, this was not a crossbow. This is an old style. Yeah.
Lone Ranger style, yeah.
Right.
Got my attention. Stopped me in my tracks.
Okay, Tonto.
Joel in Newington.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
You too.
Now, brass knuckles are illegal, so I carry two things. So I have a large metal carabiner, which fits very nicely over my four fingers.
Right.
Which is essentially brass knuckles. And I also carry a half-inch socket set with a 3-foot half-inch breaker bar.
The breaker bar. I was going to say the breaker bar.
Attitude adjustment.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. I'll give you all 10 millimeter.
That's a song by Hank Williams Jr., if you never heard it. Yeah. Attitude adjustment.
Yeah, the breaker
bar. But, listen. Being unconscious, is that a state for an attitude?
You can't have an attitude.
You haven't adjusted the attitude. You put it completely out.
Right.
There's no attitude. And
no,
unconscious.
You wake up with a new You wake up with a new attitude.
Oh, right. You do. When you wake up.
You do. And it also wipes clean with a damp cloth.
Yes.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.